This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting on the sweeping $750 billion law on climate change, prescription drug prices, and setting a corporate minimum tax, among its many provisions, money to reduce the cost of buying electric cars, but not all electric cars. It turns out that only a fraction of the EVs sold could qualify for tax credits because eligible cars are supposed to be made in America. There are also rules that phase in where the batteries in these electric vehicles come from. Right now, the majority of battery parts and minerals are out of places like China, which would result in many other electric car purchases being ineligible for tax credits. Howard Crosby is a veteran expert in mining and battery metals. He's founder and executive director of Gold Express Mines. He spoke to Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The U.S. just doesn't produce a whole lot of battery production capacity. Why is that?
One of the critical elements for the transportation batteries that are used right now in things like the Teslas and some of the other electric vehicles that you see on the road require a certain amount of cobalt. And right now, pretty much 100% of the world's supply of cobalt comes from either the Democratic Republic of the Congo or from Russia. As far as lithium goes, and lithium is primarily produced from deposits that are called lithium salt deposits or brine deposits, we have some of those here in the United States. And in fact, the lithium brine salt deposits in Bolivia are substantial enough to support the world demand for lithium for the next 400 or 500 years. The problem, of course, is that nobody can do business in Bolivia at the moment. It's just too difficult of a place to work politically.
It sounds like there's been a push to move away from those critical minerals, cobalt and lithium, and maybe use something else. Is that what you're hearing? Is that what you're seeing too?
Well, I think it is. But regardless of what battery ends up being the winner, you're going to require an awful lot of copper. An electric vehicle uses 4 times as much copper as a conventional car. Anything that involves electrification involves copper. So it's not just transportation electrification that we're talking about here. We're talking about electrifying a whole lot of other things to get away from fossil fuels. I mean, I know a quote that came out of Goldman Sachs said that copper is now the new oil. And the reality is there just isn't enough copper, and there won't be enough copper under any circumstance that I can imagine.
Is there a way for onshoring to happen here in the United States? Is there a way for us to partner with, I guess, friendlier countries and make sure and ensure that the environmental standards that we put here are sort of abided by? Or is it really just a matter of sort of where those minerals are?
I think it's the latter, frankly. I mean, no matter how much we'd like to, we could take steps to aggressively, for instance, advance permitting and development of the copper cobalt deposits that are in Lemhi County, Idaho. Whether we could get anywhere near to the point where there would be enough production to make up for everything that we're going to need is an open question. Now, we do have substantial endowment of copper, which is obviously going to be the most important metal going forward if we're going to electrify the planet, anything like the scale that is being talked about. There just is no substitute for copper.
Howard Crosby is founder and executive director of Gold Express Mines, which operates more than a dozen properties in Western states. Howard, thank you so much for doing this. Thanks for your time.
Andy, it's a pleasure.